T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yesterday morning. Welcome back. Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. He coached Marshawn Lynch in California. He was also the offensive coordinator at Fresno State when the great Lo Neal was playing there. And he's now the current head coach at Fresno State, Jeff Tedford, with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coach, first off, good morning and thank you for your time. About a half hour ago, Lowe was telling us a story of his draft day back in 93, fourth rounder to New Orleans, and said, you know what, guys? I would have been a first rounder if Tedford had given me more carries. True or not?
Yeah, that figures.
Don't let him put a wedge between us, Coach. Don't let him put a wedge between us.
Yeah, he never carried the ball anyway. He was the lead blocker for all those guys, and he was phenomenal with it. He was a great player.
How's everything going in the transition back at Fresno State? Lowe's been hyping you for a while. There's a lot of excitement here in the Bay Area for the rise to prominence of the Bulldogs. How's it been with recruiting and everything getting back into the saddle there?
It's been great. A lot of energy in the city. We've practiced 13 times so far. Two left here. We have our spring game on Saturday. It's been great. It really has. The players are excited. They're working really hard. We've made a lot of progress through the spring, and it's just great to be home. It really is. It's like a time machine coming back, and Fresno's a special place. I'm really happy to be here.
Coach, you know a thing or two about building. You're building Cal, a program that was kind of, you know, when you got it, you had to take over and help build a stadium. All the different transitions that you have to go, you know, had to go through. What makes that so unique now and doing the same thing again in Fresno? And what made your time in Cal so appreciative here, too? Because a lot of fans still love you. A lot of families want to know where you're at and what you're doing. So how has that transition been, the two places?
Well, Lo, there's a lot of similarities, really, you know, because, you know, you go into a place that's passionate about football, and both at Cal and here, and had some down years. And so, you know, you take over a program that only won one game back at Cal, and the first thing is to build the trust and confidence of the players, because nobody likes to go through those situations. And we were really fortunate to do it there. We had a lot of great players, like you guys were talking about, Marshawn and Aaron Rodgers and DeSean Jackson and so on and so forth, just a lot of great players. And we're able to really build that thing and do some special things there, and eventually the stadium, which they'll be able to enjoy for the next 100 years. So a lot of great memories there, but a lot of the same things here in that they won one game last year, so there's some work to be done. But the players are really excited about what we're doing. The number one thing besides the players is surround yourself with a great staff, and I feel like we've done that here. I think that's imperative, and to create the right culture and environment for success and in all areas, not just on the football field, but academically and socially. And so it's been a great spring so far, and we're going to finish up here strong and look forward to the season.
We wish you the absolute best down there. Jeff Tedford joining us here on 95.7 The Game. You mentioned Marshawn Lynch, your former player, now an Oakland Raider. What should Raider Nation look forward to as far as his drive and his work ethic, even though it's kind of late in his career now, Coach?
Well, I think it's pretty evident what he has done, you know, with his days in Seattle. You know, he's a special back. There's no doubt about it. I was worried about him his last couple of years just because of how physical he plays and the pounding that he takes. And because he doesn't go down. And that was one of the same things at Cal. I mean, he used to have the whole defense piled on his back and he'd still be on his feet. And it's like, hey, man, you got to go down at some point, you know. But he runs so hard and so physical, but now he's had a little break, and you know, his roots run really deep in Oakland, and he has a true passion for that city. And so for him to come back, because he doesn't need to, he's done an awesome job of branding himself and being really successful in business. So he has a passion to come back, and I think a lot of that is surrounded with the name Oakland.
Jeff Tedford, head coach, Fresno State, with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. I want to stick right there for a moment. You had him at Cal. He played his football at Berkeley. He grew up in Oakland. The fact that he is now a Raider, how much do you think this means to him? Because like you said, it's not necessarily about the money. The opportunity to play for the team you grew up watching, what do you think that means to him?
I think it means everything. I don't know the whole story. I haven't talked to him lately, but I would venture to say that he probably wouldn't have come back if it wasn't Oakland. And that's how much Oakland means to him. And he always had that going of family first, and it was really about the people in Oakland. And he always wanted to keep a strong connection to Oakland. He does his charity events in Oakland. He does a lot of things for the kids in Oakland. So I don't think there was any need for him to come back except for the pride to play in his hometown or for his home team.
Coach, were you the one that got coaches that brought the cart out for him to drive around? That's one. And two, how was it trying to recruit guys like that, like the Aaron Rodgers? What would coaches, I know a lot of listeners here want to know if the Aaron Rodgers going to be a Hall of Famer, first ballot when he decides to hang it up. What goes into that process when you know that people are wanting these guys, or also guys that people aren't, they're not really wanting them? And what do you see to be able to identify talent and players that can be going to be great?
Well, first off, no, I didn't set up that cart. That wasn't planned, but he had scored a touchdown in overtime against Washington to win. And, I'm over there shaking the other coach's hand. I look over and see Marshawn driving around the field. And I thought it was funny. I thought it was awesome to see a kid showing school spirit and getting involved until I got a call the next day from the AD saying, don't do that anymore. But he was having fun. And, it was nice to see him having fun. As far as the recruiting piece is concerned, I think every individual is unique in that way. Marshawn was a kid that I think staying home was big to him, the people around him, hence the whole Oakland Raider thing. He wanted to take a couple trips just because, he had never been anywhere before. And he told me, I said, do I have your word that you're coming? And he said, yeah. And so he took, I think, one trip, and he came back and said, okay, I'm done with that. So I think family and friends and people around him there was very important to him, and obviously did a great job. And then, a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who was just totally under the radar, kind of fell into him watching a tight end on tape, looking for a tight end, and said, who's the quarterback here? He'd only been in JC for 1 year, and so we were able to go up there and watch him practice and felt like he not only had great skills, but he had the leadership qualities. You could just tell how people, his teammates, gravitated toward him. And he was a really special guy. So, I think, you talk about the Hall of Fame. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think he's the premier guy in the league just because of all he can do, not just with his arm, but with his legs. There's a lot of good quarterbacks, but I think the whole package with Aaron, I think, sets him above. And I think what he's done so far in the NFL is pretty special.
Coach Tedford, that's how you found Aaron Rodgers? You were watching tape of a tight end?
Yeah, that's exactly how it was. Garrett Cross was a tight end. We were looking for a tight end and watching him and noticed the quarterback was doing some pretty special things. And called the recruiting coach in from that area and said, who's the quarterback? And he was only a freshman, so nobody really knew about him because it wasn't really his time to be recruited yet. And if you're a qualifier coming out of high school, you can leave after 1 year. So we found that out. And then Coach Rigsby up at Butte was kind enough to let us recruit him because we're taking his best player away a year early. And so he was kind enough to let us recruit him. And the rest is history. He made a pretty big impact on our program for sure.
Does it ever feel to you like he's treated unfairly with the media over the last few years? Because this is a guy that not only is performing at a ridiculously high level, but he, by all accounts, appears to be a good teammate, good guy in the community, likable. Yet there are always these stories where it feels like people are trying to cut Aaron Rodgers down.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I don't pay much attention to that. I think Aaron did a phenomenal job in the transition from Brett Favre to Aaron, because that's a difficult situation to be in. And I thought Aaron handled that really professionally. And, and that's a hard thing to take over for a legend like Brett Favre. And the expectation levels And besides that, you know, in the latter years, I don't really know. I don't read those articles or anything, but I know Aaron's a very gifted guy. He's a very focused guy on team. He's a perfectionist, as all those great ones are. And so, you know, you can never please everybody, you know, so it's his demands and things, you know, he leads a different life than a lot of people because the demands are just so high on him. And he came to Cal one time and we're sitting in there talking and a group came by taking a tour and wanted to break down the door to get to him, you know, so he's a very popular guy and you know, so, but he's popular, but a private guy, you know, and so I think he does his best to keep that side of himself, you know, away from the public.
Well, Coach, we want to thank you for your time here at 95.7 The Game's Joe and Dibbs there. And we really appreciate who you are as a man and as a person. Go Dogs. Go get them.
All right, Lo. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate y'all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.